broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here. First Friday in summertime. My mics aren't on. It is What are you doing? Okay, yeah, wait for me to turn the mic on so you can start playing around with the thing. It's Friday, a getaway Friday here, first Friday in the season of spring. Friday, June the 23rd, 2023, 6:23:23, 18 minutes past the hour. Got Marshmallow and Shrek in the studio, otherwise known as Sean and Matt, and this hour, batten down the hatches, because we are going to have a top 10 list with a drum roll. You know what I'm saying? Let people know what the top 10 list is.
The top 10 list is the top 10 nicknames for Scott from Abby.
Right. And she compiled it. And there it is again. The drum roll. Our man is heating up. Man, are you excited? Excitement's heavy. All right. Before we do that, though, we got some other business to take care of here.
No. What? I was so ready.
I know. It's coming. Hold on, folks. We'll probably do it at 1:30, so get ready. We have to do a little bit of station identification.
For all intents and purposes, I'm Barbara Walters, and you're listening to Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1. Back to the show.
Thank you, Barbara. All right, that's all you need to know right there. We've let you know who we are and what we are. Thank you, Barbara, but the legendary Barbara Walters. Now, a new segment we're going to have on the show every Friday night is when things get a little weak, because every so often we get a little weak moment where nobody's talking. What we're going to do from now on is we're going to play George Kasotis singing the PS117 song. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, now's a weak moment. I can feel it. So what will happen in these weak moments? We'll play this to get everybody's mood up. Now, this is our friend George Kasotis, 91 years old, coming up in August, doing PS117.
PS117?
Here we go. Give it to us.
Cheer, cheer for 117. Our school is always supreme. Loyal sons of liberty, marching along to victory. Our standards are ever high. We will always reach towards the sky. We will always stand right by good old 117.
Now, every time there's a wall in the program, we'll just play that, and that'll bring the morale right up. It's like a fight song. What do you think, Matt? PS117.
Is that like his, is it like a unit number?
What?
What is PS?
Like a prison code? Is that what you're saying?
No, unit number. Like
what does unit number mean?
Like, he was in the military, like battalion.
Oh, no! No. That was his public school is what that stands for.
What is 114?
117.
Sorry.
Yeah. He went to public school. He went to school in New York in those days, and all the schools in New York, because they have so many of them.
They're numbered.
They're numbered. That's how you know which one is what. They don't name them like, you know, Eber Baker. They call them public school 117, and they've shortened it up to PS.
I see.
You want to hear it again?
Yeah, sure.
I can make it happen.
Yes.
Get ready. Put down your drinks at home. This might give you the shakes. But here we go.
PS117.
Here we go. Give it to us.
Cheer, cheer for 117. Our school is always supreme. Loyal sons of liberty, marching along to victory. Our standards are ever high. We will always reach towards the sky. We will always stand right by good old 117.
You know, we need a morale song on this show like that. You know? What could we come up with? That song is only 23 seconds.
I'm sure we could come up with something.
Well, give us a little something.
Not off the top of my head.
What could we call this?
What could we call it?
Yeah, what could we call this show?
We need a name for the show now.
P.S. Friday Night.
P.S. Friday Night. This is just public.
We'll just steal the words. Our show is always supreme. Loyal gods of liberty. old Friday night. That'd be good, right? Hey, it's got a good thing, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, there was, I hate to bring this up, but I'm going to do it tonight because I feel it's time to tell this story. There was a dorm in New York called Titsworth Dormitory, named after the late dean of this dorm, Julia Titsworth was her name. I'm not kidding. It's still there. Sarah Lawrence College. It's called Titsworth Dormitory. I'm telling you. Listen, look it up. I'm not making a lie. This is truthful here. So they had a fight song at Titsworth. And it's a girls' school. Imagine that. And this was the fight song. Now, I know. I'm going to sing it for you. Now, get ready. This is going to be... Listen, call all the kids in the room right now because you're going to sing a little song for you. Here you go. This got me in the mood of that. This is the Titsworth Dormitory, Sarah Lawrence College in New York, fight song. I mean, it's not a fight song, but it's their... this was a college. What are they? Sorority song, okay? All the girls of Titsworth went like this. It goes, my girl's from Titsworth, she's really down to earth, you get your money's worth from progressive education. That's it.
Nice.
I think that's a nice song.
It's a nice little
rhyme.
Yeah. It's not like P.S. It doesn't go on for 23 seconds, but it's, you know, my girl's from Titsworth, she's really down to earth, you get your money's worth from progressive education. Whatever.
It's nice.
Thank you. Nice. I can tell it's got a big feedback here. All right. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have a little ditty like that that they can... Matt, do you have any ditties like that? Little bits?
I know a song to remember the quadratic formula.
Oh, go ahead. The quadratic formula.
Yeah.
Hit us with it.
Ninth grade.
Here we go.
The opposite of B, the opposite of B, plus or minus, plus or minus, the square root of B squared, minus 4AC, all over 2A. All over 2A. And so it's a whole math problem right there.
Wow.
Yep.
That's interesting.
Now you just gotta remember that song like I did, and you'll never forget the quadratic formula.
I can't remember the first line. What was that? What was it? I'm over A?
The opposite of B.
The opposite of B is B. I don't know. Sean, you got a little song.
I don't.
No, you got something from your education.
I don't. I really don't have anything.
You used to sing that song about, what was it? There was a song you used to sing about,
I mean, I used to know a whole bunch of them, but I can't think of them right now.
Well, if one comes to you, spit it out, because that's what we're all doing tonight.
All
right. Does anybody have any of those little ditty songs that help you remember things like that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
Are you talking about how to remember like the planets in order?
Okay, there you go.
I know how to remember the planets in order.
You get the song.
It goes like this. It goes, my very eager mother just served us 9 pizzas. That's how I remember.
Can you put that to music?
Oh, I don't know how to put it on music, but it just...
You never had like a little song that helped you remember something?
No.
Okay.
I can't think of anything right now.
Well, if anybody has any, please call in. Hey, Sarah used to sing to Nate on this station all the time. She probably has something. 740-383-9944. Remember, the top 10 list is coming up here in just a few minutes. Oh, man.
That's the most exciting part.
I'm telling you, it's going to blow the roof off this. Now, these are top 10 nicknames given to me.
Is one of them, you know what, starts with S?
No, that's where it started. No, that's why we have this list. Because she called me this name. This is why we have the list. The other day, she referred to me with a profane name. Shih Tzu. She called me a Shih Tzu. And one, she said it one day, and I said, I don't appreciate that. And then the next day, she said it again. And I said, that is not a good nickname. I don't like that. So then she gave me 10. So that's the top 10 list tonight. It's going to be good. And we got a drum roll. Did I mention we got a drum roll?
The drum was going to be exciting.
You did mention it.
Have I mentioned that?
I like drum rolls.
Now, here's something I need to know from the audience. Is the drum roll overpowering me? Because we don't need that. This is a little practice here, okay? Top 10 nicknames given to me by Abby. Can you hear my voice? Oh, everything shut off there. we lost the drum roll. That's trouble. Guy took a little bit of a break there. Get back to work over there. You're messing up my bit here. There we go. Can you hear me okay? Am I coming through over top of the drum roll? Speed it up, man. There we go. Can you hear me over the drum roll? That's all you need to know. That's how this is going to work. Okay. We'll save it. It's coming up, though. It's going to be big. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Top 10 nicknames as given to me by Abby.
Nicknames are always nice.
You know, as I said, there are some strong ones here. There are some weak ones. Don't expect these all to be winners. But, you know, there are some on here that I think are okay. It'll be my new nickname. We're going to have to pick one at the end and go with it.
One of them salty.
Pick one.
No, not salty. No salty on the list. Why would that my nickname be salty?
Because sometimes you can be salty.
Sweet. Sweet. I think we're having a lull here again.
Oh, God, here we go.
Here we go. We're having a lull. Hold on to your... Yep, here we go.
PS-117.
Here we go. Give it to us.
Cheer, cheer for 117. Our school is always supreme. Loyal sons of liberty, marching along to victory. Our standards are ever high. We will always reach towards the sky. We will always stand right by good old 117.
Wonderful!
I'm surprised you can remember that. I can't even remember my school's fight song.
That was from the 30s.
I graduated last year.
Did it have a fight song?
River Valley does have a fight song.
What's the fight song?
Couldn't tell you.
We stink. That's all there is to it. That's the whole fight song. We don't, we stink, we
can't
win.
I think it's called, isn't it? We, what is it? River Valley Vikings?
What I is? Have not a clue.
I didn't know they had a fight song.
River Valley?
Yeah, I've never seen anybody fight at that school.
Yeah, they have a fight.
It's because their football team's bad, so they, like, they never score, and when they score, they don't, like...
Our school never scores.
Yes.
Most of our staff are complete bores. Most of our kids snore. Good old River Valley. There you go. All right, we're getting ready here. Anything else on anybody's mind tonight?
Let me see if I can't find the River Valley fight song.
All right, folks, the River Valley fight song is what we might have coming up here momentarily. If anybody has anything to say, speak now or forever hold your peace. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It's a big night here on the show.
It is a big night.
Do you feel the anticipation that we've got going on here?
I do.
It's like before the Super Bowl, really. This show didn't used to have it. You know, I did this show with some people in the past. There have been a couple other hosts of this show, and they were okay, but now we got it. We have stuff like this. We got George singing P.S. We've got the Barbara Walters. We've got the top 10 list coming up here. We got a drum roll. We finally got this show in shape.
Yeah, we sure do.
Got Shrek and Marshmallow here. Shrek and Marshmallow.
Oh, boy.
Do we have the fight song?
I did find it.
All right, here we go. Hold on to your horses.
You gonna sing it?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. It's time. The River Valley fight song. Let's hear it. I sang by Mateo.
We're the River Valley Vikings. Hail to the blue and gold. We're the River Valley Vikings. Our team is brave and bold. For we are rooting for the valley. We know our team's all right. So fight, you River Valley Vikings, and we'll win this game tonight. And then it's fight, 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 fight.
Wow.
Yep.
That's a little depressing.
It is, because the football team is bad, and that's the whole thing.
Do they sing that after they lose?
They sing it after they score touchdowns, so not very often.
So what is it? Fight, fight, fight. For River Valley, they... What was that old mess?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, well, fight, fight, fight!
Something about scoring points because brave and bold River Valley.
But they're not brave and bold, right? Are you ready for the top 10 list?
Yeah, I don't know
if they're brave and bold or not. I don't know.
I have been ready for this top
10. Okay, get ready. All right, kids. Listen, we're going to do a little thing here before... We're going to get you ready. Get ready right now. Pull everybody into the room. Shut off anything in your house making noise. Put tape over the listening device so you can't accidentally bump it. Because I'm telling you, we're about to have a moment here. A historic moment in broadcasting is about to happen here. Top 10 list. Now, hold on. We gotta do some station identification here real quick before we get to this. All right, so just hold on to your horses here. Things are moving quick here tonight. All right. Go ahead, Barbara.
For all intents and purposes, I'm Barbara Walters. And you're listening to Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1. Back to the show.
Thank you, Barbara. Could you tell the excitement in her voice there all of a sudden? She's excited. Barbara's ready to go.
Of course she is.
Now we need a lead-in to this whole thing. So where's our lead-in? Here it comes. Go ahead, George.
PS-117.
Here we go. Give it to us.
Cheer, cheer for 117. Our school is always supreme. Loyal sons of liberty, marching along to victory. Our standards are ever high. We will always reach towards the sky. We will always stand right by good old 117.
Thank you, George. All right, are you ready?
We're ready.
Boy, that was weak. Let's try that. That sounded like the River Valley football team before a game. Why are we here tonight? We don't have a chance of winning this game. Are you ready?
Ready. Yeah.
All right, here we go. Top 10 list. Are you ready, folks? Hold on. Tonight's top 10 list from the home office in Marion, Ohio. What up to our drum roll? All right, here we go. Tonight's top 10 list from the home office in Marion, Ohio. He's getting in my... What's wrong with this man? What is that? That sounds like Davy Crockett. Okay, here we go. Are you ready? Tonight's top 10 list from the home office in Marion, Ohio. Top 10 nicknames given to your host, Scott Spears, by Abby the other day. Are you ready? Number 10. Scottster.
Ooh.
That really doesn't get it, does it? Number 9. Dork. Weak. Ooh. Weak. I know that's weak. Okay. Number 8. Scotto.
Boo.
Okay. Number 7. Scooter.
It's all right.
Now remember, top 10 nicknames given to me, your host, by Abby. Okay. Number 6. Scottato Chip. You understand that one? Scottato Chip. Do you understand what you did there? That's all you need to know. We're halfway there. We're halfway home. Are you ready? How do you think it's going so far, Matt?
It's going pretty good.
Okay. We're getting to the heavy hitters now. Number 5. Scotty Beans. We need to play George's song again. That was terrible. Oh, here we go. Number 4. I like this one. Scotty Pimpin'. I like that.
Oh, Lord.
We'll stick with number. Remember, top 10 nicknames given to me by Abby. Scotty Pimpin. That's number 4. That's all you need to know. Okay. He needed a break. He needed a break after Scotty Pimpin. It shocked the man. You like that one, Sean?
Yeah, that was good.
That was number 4. Say it for him. Say it one time.
Scotty Pimpin.
No, not Pimpin. Pimpin.
Pippin.
Pimpin.
Pippin.
Scotty Pippin.
Scotty Pippin.
Not Pippin. Are we saying it right? Pippin. Pimpin. Say it, Matt.
Scotty Pimpin.
Scotty Pimpin. There you go. There you have it. That's number 4. Top 10 nicknames given to me by Abby, your host. All right. Number 3. You'll like this one. Scott Cross Buns.
Yeah, it's all right.
That's all you need right there. Just say it one time. Scott Cross Buns.
Scott Cross
Buns. Scott Cross Buns. Oh, here, this is a bit. Top 10 nicknames given to me, your host, by Abby. Number 2, Scottify. You see what that's a play on?
Yeah.
Spotify.
I told you you should use Spotify.
Scottify. I think that's a good nickname. Are you ready? Now, here we go.
Final.
Hold on to your hat. The number 1 nickname given to me, your host, by Abby, Scottage Cheese.
Scottage Cheese.
Scottage Cheese. And there you go. Brilliant. All right, Matt. I didn't write it, so I won't be offended by anything. What do you make of the top 10 list?
Most of them are kind of lame, but there are like 3
lame.
Good
ones. They're lame.
I like Scotty Pimpin.
Scotty Pimpin is a very popular one.
I like Scottage Cheese.
Scottage Cheese.
That was good.
Yeah.
And there is one more.
Scottify.
Yep, Scottify.
Scottify. What about you? What about you, Sean? Where do you stand on this list?
I say the top one I like is Scotty Cheese.
So, well, that's, I'm glad we made that number one then. Yeah. Scottish Cheese. What, you don't like? See here, Scottster. That's weak. Dork, loser. Scotto, no. Scooter, no. Scottato Chip. I think that's fairly bright. It's just I wouldn't like it, but it's okay. Scotty Beans. You know, whatever. Scotty Pimpin. That's where it needs to be.
That's the best one.
Yeah. Scott Cross Buns. I, you know, no. Scottify. Very good. And Scottish Cheese. So, what should my new nickname be?
Scottish Cheese.
No, I don't think that's a good nickname.
Hey, what's up, Scotty Cheese?
No, that's not how you... No. What do you think, Matt?
I think Scottify is good.
Scottify. You can say that quick. Hey, there's Scottify. Scottify, heading for the dugout. That's all you need. All right, does anybody have any feedback on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. That was tonight's top 10 list. We'll try to get one of these every week. Maybe she can rip one out every week, something. What's a good category?
Good category?
Yeah.
For what?
For anything. What would be a good category to have in the top 10 list?
Just good category for top 10s.
Food.
Favorite food?
Food's good, yeah.
But they gotta be funny. I'm not sure that she has comedy in her bones after this list.
We might have to fire her. Fire her, get somebody else.
Get some better writers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I'd say four or five of those are funny. All right, let's take the phone call here. Go ahead, caller.
I've got a nickname for you.
Go right ahead.
Diet Scola.
There you go, Diet Scola. I like it. What'd you make of Abby's list? What'd you make of Abby's list?
Oh, they were good.
Not bad. Hey, thanks.
Welcome.
I told you. Now, what was that? Diet Scola?
Yep.
I like that. Why not? Diet Scola. Gotta write that down.
Remember forever.
I have no memory for anything. Diet Scola. Okay, we'll take any more feedback you have. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Diet Scola.
Scott, you ever play fantasy football?
No, I never have.
Why not?
I prefer baseball.
Baseball's pretty lame.
Okay, well, what do you think, Sean?
I play fantasy football.
You like baseball?
I play fantasy football, too.
Oh, but do you like baseball?
I like baseball, too.
You guys are lame. I just can't get behind baseball.
Now, wait, what is lame about baseball? We're in baseball season.
I've watched baseball games. They're just boring. Like, you sit there and watch it. Dude goes up to the goes up to bat. He hits the ball. You watch the ball fly. You watch somebody scramble under the ball, stand there for 3 seconds just for the outfielder to catch the ball. It's an out. And then...
But they have a chance to get hit by baseball, you know.
If
I was watching... You say they have a chance to get hit by the baseball?
What about a bunt?
If I was watching a sport for the sole purpose that he has a chance to get hit, I'd probably just watch, like, UFC or something. It's straight up a combat.
UFC?
You see,
we're talking about baseball.
Yeah.
The American pastime.
He said they could get hit by a ball. Adds to the entertainment value. If I want to watch
entertainment value is a home run. You're hitting it out of the park.
I just can't get by. I'd rather watch soccer than baseball. At least they're running around
soccer.
The field. You're just standing in one spot.
Soccer's like watching paint dry.
Yeah, soccer is kind of boring.
And football, oh, no. What is that all about? Hoik, hoik, hoik. I don't want to hear that all Sunday afternoon. My goodness gracious. And then you hear that crunch. I don't need that. What's that all about? That's like watching the former mayor drink urn cleaner. I don't need that. It's a boring Sunday for me. What a skill does it take to play football?
It takes a lot of skill to play
football. Not like baseball.
I don't know.
You remember Refrigerator Perry?
See, baseball is mostly like reaction time.
Refrigerator
Perry. Big heavy man.
Baseball is mostly like reaction time.
Skill.
Reaction time.
Skill. You gotta hit that ball.
Reaction time.
You gotta hit that ball out of a big park.
Yes. Reaction time. I guess you gotta have strength too.
Then you gotta run but the
like,
bases.
In football, you have to be able to read the defense. You have to be able to see when the, like the safety. If the safety pulls forward, there's a chance that the person that the who's gonna be in the safety zone if you have a deep route is gonna be open because they pulled the safety forward. The safety is now playing run coverage. Therefore, the pass is going to be open that the safety zone is in. It's all
see strategy. Right there.
You
there,
just
that,
don't understand it. Like, literally.
You got that right. I don't understand anything. That's worse than the River Valley Fight song. I don't even... Why would I want to watch that?
Why would you want to watch some people...
And then they throw flags.
They don't
What's
even do
What's all those flags
anything?
About? Oh, there's a flag on the play. Let's do the whole thing over again.
It's a penalty.
That's terrible.
They broke the rules.
That's wuss. That's... Come on.
Bro, whatever.
Throw a flag.
They got mad because somebody hit a home run with a bat that had a chipped into it.
You know how people throw... You know who else throws flags? But those people, cheerleaders, flags, they throw flags.
Cheerleaders do not throw flags.
Flags on the play. Let's redo this whole thing. Oh, do you like that, Sean?
What's that?
Flags.
You mean, well, they have made the NFL a lot more.
Do you know that football gets people concussions and they turn into crazies later on in life?
They get CTE.
Well,
they
dead?
They actually made NFL a lot more boring. Because, you know, back in my days, they didn't have all these safety. They used to hit them hard and everything. Now that you get, like, you know, all these penalties and stuff now.
It's because the game has changed to be more of an offensive-focusing game. So it used to be more balanced where, like, the defense did the defense's job, the offense did the offense's job. But now it's more so the defense doesn't – it's more so offense-oriented now. It's more around scoring points than stopping the other person from scoring points. Like, back in the day, like you said, like if you threw the ball over the middle, the safety could come around and it just truck that wide receiver with no repercussions. But if a safety in a modern day football league came screaming across the field when there was like and the ball hit hands and he just like laid him out, that's probably going to be like unnecessary roughness or something. But in my personal opinion, it shouldn't be like that. You play in the NFL, you know that you're going to get hit. And I think that the quarterback's job should be to protect the wide receivers just as much as the wide receiver's job should be to protect himself. The quarterback should see that the safety's going to come and light that man up, so he shouldn't throw the ball there.
True.
It's all about field vision.
See, that right there is why football is confusing. Baseball, you step up, you hit the ball.
That's why it's
boring, wham!
Because there's no action.
There's outs, there's balls, there's fouls, grand slams.
The description of an out...
Has anything in football ever been turned into a breakfast at Denny's? I got you there.
I don't know. I don't even know what you're
grand
doing.
Slam. You go to Denny's and you order the grand slam.
No, I've never ordered
That's from baseball.
I know what a grand slam is. Yeah.
You ever had it?
No.
Stop on the way home tonight. Have yourself a grand slam. And that's baseball.
Usually if I go to Denny's, I get, like, the pancakes. It's like $4.95.
Well, go into Denny's and try to order a safety. Like, what?
A safety.
There's no safety at Denny's. What are you doing over there?
Nothing. I wasn't paying attention.
I understand that. That's a good way to host a radio show. Stop paying attention at one point during. Listen, here's what I'm talking about. Football versus baseball. Baseball always wins.
I disagree. I think that baseball is just on is just has no action. Like you said there are outs, but outs to me are just boring because like every out I see is somebody just hitting the ball and then the outfielder will just run under the ball.
What are you doing?
Grab the ball.
No. They hit the ball and sometimes they don't grab the ball.
Yeah, and then they get on first base just to end up in
you
the second
steal
inning
base.
Anyways.
What did you do over there to the thing?
I don't know. It fell off.
God, he's broken the microphone stand. Holy mackerel. Hold on, we better take a break here. Stay tuned.
PS-117.
Here we go. Give it to us.
Cheer for 117. Our school is always supreme. Loyal sons of liberty. Marching along to victory. Our standards are ever high. We will always reach towards the sky. We will always stand right by. Good old 117.
Meanwhile, back here at the ranch, Sean's broken the mic stand. What did you do over there?
It fell off. I think it got weak.
It just got weak all of a sudden. Fell off.
Yeah.
All right. Phone lines are open here. 740-383-9944. What's your feeling on football versus the great American sport of baseball?
Scott.
Here we go. Here comes the caller. Listen, this person I'm sure will agree with me. Go ahead, Colin.
Hey, you guys talking about baseball and football.
Yes.
You know what it all boils down to, don't you?
What's that?
Can the pitcher outwit the other team, or can the quarterback outwit the defense? That's what it all boils down to.
That's true, but in baseball, sometimes you have to get a relief pitcher. Most of the time you do, because it's such a you know, strenuous sport.
Yeah, I know. I pitched.
Yeah, I don't think it takes much skill to be a quarterback. I think you're just throwing that ball hoping somebody catches it.
No, it takes a lot of skill to be a quarterback. You got to recognize what the defense is doing so you know where to put the ball, know where to hand it off, know where to throw it.
Did you hear the top 10 list?
Yeah, I did.
What'd you think?
I was trying to come up with one. The best I could come up with was Professor, and I can't remember what else because it was a fleeting thought.
Well, I'll take Professor. But what do you think of Abby's list here?
That's a pretty good list.
She
I didn't get to hear all of it because there was a break that come in there, and I missed. When it came back, you guys were on number 4.
Oh, you didn't hear the final 4?
I heard the final 4.
You heard the final 4.
10 through 5.
10 through 5. Scottster, Dork, Scotto, Scooter, Scottato Chip, Scotty Beans.
Nah.
Yeah, those are all weak. I think the final 4 really have it. Scotty Pimpin, Scott Cross Buns, Scottify, and Scottage Cheese.
Yeah, I can't be, you don't look like a Scottie Pippen to me. You ain't near tall enough. And
I don't think it's Scottie Pippen. I think it's not Scottie Pippen, is it? No. Well, Adam? Why am I doing that? Matt, tell us why. You're Matt, you're Shrek. Okay, we got it. All right, Matt, what is number 4 on the list?
Scottie Pimpin.
Scottie Pimpin.
Oh, pimping like pimp. Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't quite hear all that on the phone.
Yeah. So, what do you make of that?
Nah.
Well, you haven't seen me on Saturday night.
You don't strike me as that kind of guy.
Huh?
You don't strike me as that kind of guy.
Well, like I say, you haven't seen me on Saturdays.
You ain't got a wide brim hat with a feather sticking out of it, or a purple long trench coat. So no.
Well, I don't really know what's in the closet. There might be something like that in there. I don't know. I just haven't had it out in a few years, maybe. Maybe this weekend I'll break out a little Scotty Pimpin' on Saturday night.
Well, if you do, I want to know where you're going to be so I can take pictures.
What about Scottify? Scottify after Spotify.
Scottify's pretty good.
And Scottage Cheese certainly is in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Scottify's better. I mean, there's got to be something out there for you.
Diet Scola.
Yeah, Diet Scola. Now that was good because you do like Diet Coke.
Well, and I like cottage cheese as well. So I think in Spotify, you know, I'm in radio, Scottify.
Yeah, that almost sounds like a contradictive term, though. I mean, there already is a Scottify, you know, a Spotify. So if they hear that, they'll get it mixed up.
What do you like? Barbara Walters and George Kosodis?
I like George Kosodis. I've always liked him. Every time I get to listen to him interview, I like that.
Did you hear the story about he poisoned former Mayor Gail Ireland?
Yeah.
What do you make of that?
Like he got what he deserved.
Yeah.
Drinking that urn cleaner.
He shouldn't have went back there and got his own coffee, not realizing that it was being cleaned at the time.
Well, apparently this Gail Ireland was a little pushy.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you look at a coffee urn and you look at the glass and it's clear, it either isn't done brewing or it's something's wrong with it.
Do you like our 25-second lull fixer, old PS-117?
Yeah, I like George singing.
I think it just perks people. I think we've really got the Friday Night Show finally at the fever pitch. You know, we've had previous hosts, and it took us some time, but I think we've got it going now.
Yeah, I mean, this is probably the third Friday in a row I've made it a point to tune in.
That's right, because this is the hottest show in town, period. And Abby, I'm going to let Abby know she's got to come up with a list every week. New topics.
Every other week. I mean, give her every other week.
You're right, she's not that smart. Probably every other week.
I mean, it takes a little while to come up with those lists, especially if you're coming up with 10 of them.
Yeah, maybe she can do a top 5 list every week.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I turned down the ball game to listen to you guys tonight.
Oh, what ball game's on?
The Indians.
I didn't think they were a team anymore. Isn't it the Guardians?
They'll always be the Indians to me.
Okay. Well, but see, baseball.
Well, yeah, I can't listen to football. They're not playing.
I don't think you'd want... They don't even put football on the radio. It's terrible.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do.
I never heard it.
You know that one Marion station that plays on AM?
Who?
That one Marion station that plays on AM?
Oh, yes. I used to be on that station.
Yeah, you used to be on that station.
I did. Yeah. Back in a previous life. What do they play?
They play... Well, they play the Indians. They play the Browns. Sometimes they play the Blue Jackets. Sometimes they play the Cavaliers.
You know, one time I knocked the Indians off the air because I was taping an interview and didn't realize I did it, and we didn't get any calls. Nobody knew that I'd knocked the game off the air for like 13 minutes, which told me how many people were listening.
Well.
I know, it was sad. It was a sad commentary on that station.
Might have been a lot of very upset people that it got knocked off the air.
Well, they didn't call. Dead silence for 13 minutes in the middle of that game.
There's always weird things going on out there at that station.
You know, I used to come in, I used to have to be there at 5 a.m., so I was on the road at like 4:30, and I would be hearing that Alien show every night, Coast to Coast.
Oh, yeah. I listened to that show.
Those people were nuts. They were nuts.
Oh, yeah. I love that show.
My mother was abducted by aliens, and they put her on a ship. And they sent her to Nebraska, and they cut her feet off. You know, it was always something like that.
Oh, yeah. I worked last night, and that's pretty much what I spent the night doing. Sitting there listening to the phone, had the tune-in app on.
Listening to the station?
I was listening to the other Marion station.
Well, what in the world?
Coast to Coast. I listened to you in the morning after Coast to Coast went off.
Oh, so you did listen to me this morning.
No, I didn't listen to you live this morning. I would come home and went to bed.
Oh, so on what time did you start tuning into us this morning?
A little after 5 o'clock.
Oh, what was on at 5 o'clock this morning?
What was on at 5? It was an interesting interview. Darn, I can't remember.
Aren't they all?
Yeah, but this is one I hadn't heard before. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad. Did you hear Sally Jesse?
I heard Sally Jesse, yeah. I was rather surprised. I did not know she was living in Canada.
Isn't that brilliant? I thought that was interesting. Have you heard Phil Donahue's most recent appearance?
Not the most recent. No, I haven't caught it on the replay yet.
That's a good one. And Mr. McFeely, Colleen Marshall.
I would really like to hear Mr. McFeely, but I haven't caught that yet either.
Dr. Art Uhlein, Sam Donaldson. Sam Donaldson.
Yeah. I think I heard. Did I hear Sam Donaldson?
Dick Cavett.
I don't know which ones I've heard. I've heard so many of them.
I know. There's a plethora. Well, I'm glad you're out there making it a point to listen, and I'm glad you're tuning in overnight, because that helps the ratings around here. But we're strong. We got our good friends out there, as always.
Oh, yeah, you guys ain't going nowhere.
No. When I keel over, probably, but that'll be a while.
Yeah, that'll be 30, 40 years.
You know, I want that on my tombstone, though. Scottish cheese.
Scottish cheese.
Scotty Pimpin lays here.
Your epitaph.
My epitaph. Exactly. What's your epitaph? No, I always said my epitaph should be, on the other hand, I should have lived.
I'm not going to have an epitaph.
What are you going to have?
I'm not going to have anything. I'm just going to be cremated, and they can bring me home and do whatever with me.
Oh, see, I'm just not into cremation. I don't know why. Cremation just doesn't appeal to me. I know a lot of people get cremated, but I just can't.
See, I don't want to be put in the ground.
Well, I don't know that I want to be put in the ground either. I just kind of want to be taken to the historical society and leaned up against something.
You want to be stuffed and set in a corner, or what?
To be honest,
I don't know about stuffed, but
hey,
I just...
I know. I seen on TV one time there was a very strong contributor to a college that they injected him with wax, and he would attend every board meeting.
After he was dead?
After he was dead.
Why do you want to go to the board meeting?
Wheel him out to a... To every board meeting, they injected him with wax to preserve him.
You should call that into Coast to Coast.
Now, that's a pretty old thing.
I like it, though.
Know about it.
You know, I think Gordon Gee used to get that done down at Ohio State. They'd fill him with some wax and send him into the board meetings.
Yeah, very well could be.
Well, I'm glad you're out there, and thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Good to hear you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right, 740-383-9944. I'll tell you, we're strong. 3 Fridays in a row that man has shut everything off to listen to this show. This is the best entertainment you can have on Friday night.
So it seems.
Well, not. I've always known it. I mean, there's no doubts in my mind. What else are you going to do?
I don't know. I don't do anything on any night, really.
Yeah, and eventually we'll have a special guest in here. What do you think, Sean? This show's at the top, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually grown. It's grown a lot.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It's like a butcher's shop, you know? You have to throw out the dead weight, and then you bring in new life, and then everything happens for a reason.
I got a question, Scott.
Go right ahead.
Why does it matter to you what happens to your body when you pass away?
Because I've been in it so long, I want to see that it's taken care of.
I'm already dead, my man. It does not matter to me either way.
We got to get this in. Hold on a second.
PS-117.
Here we go. Give it to us.
Cheer for 117. Our school is always supreme. Loyal sons of liberty, marching along to victory. Our standards are ever high. We will always reach towards the sky. We will always stand right by. Good old 117.
Now, I played that again because Matt is going to come up with a fight song for us by next Friday, right?
I guess.
Because we need a fight song for this show. when we get together here, after I do the intro, we all need to sing the fight song.
Oh, no.
Or somebody at home can write a fight song. We'll have a plethora of fight songs, and then we'll choose the correct fight song. Right?
Yeah.
Now, if anybody'd like to call in, we have a few minutes left here tonight. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Boy, you have gotten bang for your buck tonight, entertainment-wise. You've gotten George Kosoda singing PS-117. You've gotten Barbara Walters. You've gotten a top 10 list. You've gotten a drum roll. You've gotten, this is big time, current events out to Yin Yang, phone calls. It's been a heck of a show.
It has been.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, what were you asking me about my body?
Right. Why does it matter to you what happens to your body once you're dead?
Because I want it to be taken care of.
But you're already dead. What's the matter?
Yeah, but since I've gone on to my reward, I want people to know where I am.
Fair point, I guess.
There you go. Checkmate.
But like, does it really matter to you?
Yes.
If no one knows where you are?
Yes, I want people to know where I am. I want people to be able to come by and say hello if they like.
Why?
Because I like visitors. And I feel I should be visited long after my death.
See, I'm just not a people person. If I'm just leave me alone when I'm dead.
Sean, what do you want?
Frozen.
But you're not going to get frozen. They don't make refrigerators that size.
No, I really do want to get frozen.
You're not going to get frozen.
You never
know. Serious. What do you want?
I really haven't thought about it. I mean, I don't know if I want to get burnt up yet or not.
Is that what you call it? Burn up? Yeah. It's not like a pizza. It's not like a tombstone.
Well, I mean, you're getting burnt. I mean, you know, basically all cremation, all it is speeding the processing up. You eventually turn to dust anyway. It just speeds up the
process.
Who
says that? Ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
Yeah.
Somebody says that.
The preacher.
So what do you want, Matt? You got a long way to go.
Yeah. So there are like plots. I don't know where they are, but there are like plots of land, and they will like basically plant you.
Plant you?
Yeah, they will put you in the ground and then plant like a tree on top of you. So when the tree starts growing, it'll like directly take your nutrients to like sustain the tree. You're basically the fertilizer for the tree.
So you end up like manure for eternity?
Yep.
I don't want to be manure.
Why not?
That was the nickname she tried to give me the other day. I don't need manure.
Manure on the brain?
Shih Tzu.
See, Scott, like, why? So the Native Americans used to like kill fish and then use the, or like you know eat the fish, use the carcasses and then put two of them per corn stalks and then use those for seeds. Why don't we do the same thing with people instead of putting them in boxes and then wasting a whole bunch of land?
Because we don't want... There's a rule in this country, do not deface the dead.
So basically, I mean, back in the old days, they used to put people in pine. They used to put people in pine
Thank you
boxes.
For listening, whoever that was.
They used to put people in pine boxes, right?
I don't mind a pine box. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to be putting the mausoleum in the wall. That way people can visit me all year round.
Just...
I might donate my body to science.
I think they'd give it back. Well, I don't want this. It's in too bad a shape. Sorry. You can have it back. That's what I think.
Don't return it?
Don't return it. Return to sender. It'll be stamped on your belly. We don't need this thing. What are they going to do with your body? Science.
Well, I mean, they can study and find out why exactly what caused my diseases.
Well, I know I get too much cheese and ketchup on everything you eat. That's the whole, we don't need to cut you open for that.
No, I'm just saying, you know, I mean, they can study the fatness and the, you know.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Maybe send it to a school for the blind. And this is why I'm Scotty Pimpin. Thank you very much.
And I am heading to the dugout.
Almost. Now, so what did we learn? That's how we end every show. What did we learn tonight?
I learned what's his name? Gail Ireland,
former mayor of Marion, 350 pounds on the hoof.
That Gail Ireland tried to sue George Kasotis for $35,000 because he drank urn cleaner.
$35,000 in 1940, which would be like $250,000 today.
That's insane.
That's nuts. And George Kasotis put him on his back and took him to the hospital, and the man sued him anyway. What a piece of garbage.
For real.
What do you think, Sean? What did you learn tonight?
Oh, geez. I learned a whole bunch of different stuff, I guess. I learned that your nicknames kind of suck.
I didn't write them.
Yeah. That's what I learned. But other than that, there's a couple of them I should say was okay. But other than that, I just, you know.
Baseball is better than football.
Disagree.
We learned that.
No.
We learned that George Kasotis can sing.
Yeah.
We learned that River Valley's fight song has nothing to do with River Valley.
Yep.
We learned that what we really want to do is not get mail order brides. We want to ship the women out of the country. Why not? And we learned that a lot of the women at certain restaurants in this town are with child. Watch out. When you're eating out, the water might break. So we've learned a lot here tonight, and that's why we're here, for educational purposes. Every Friday night, we are here to teach you. That's why my nickname is the professor. I feel like I'm teaching every Friday night. This is more of a class. This is more of a master class in how to do broadcasting every Friday night. Well, we'll be back next Friday night with much more Friday Night Live here with Barbara Walters and Matt and Marshmallow and Shrek and Sean and Scotty Pimpin. Every Friday night, we'll have a top 10 list and a drum roll and Barbara Walters and all kinds of fascinating things. We're going to have a fight song that Matt's going to produce in the next 7 days. Possibly a girl here next weekend. Oh, man.
Big good times.
Who did not have fun tonight? Nobody.
Yeah.
This show's at the zenith, the pinnacle, the top. It's summertime, you know? All right.
It's summer. It's hot and you're the guy.
There's a song. Somebody sang a song like that at one point.
What's that?
Who sang the hot song? Hot in Here.
Oh, it's getting hot in here. I'm going to take all my clothes. Yeah.
No, don't take off all your clothes. Oh, Lord, we've got to get out of here now because he might take off all his clothes and then we'll all be blind. All right, we don't need that. All right. For Marshmallow, Matt, Morgan. Oh, that's three M's. And we've got Sean Kraft, Shrek himself, Pumbaa, whatever. For Scott Spears, Scotty Pimpin, here we go. For all of us at WGH.
Heading Talk, for the dugout.
Well, maybe. We're getting close. Heading for the dugout. Have a great night, everybody.
Technical support, computer troubleshooting, and network setup for homes and businesses.